Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listening audience. This is Valerie Burrell with Using My Keys broadcast. Happy to be with you this evening with our special guest, Dawn Archer of Dawn Estelle Fitness in Richmond, Virginia. Dawn, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Well, of course. Thanks for having me. Hi, everybody.
Great. I brought Dawn on this evening, my sister, who is a fitness buff, as she is. I can't say that I am. She is. She was the one who told me about you, and she was like, have you ever seen Dawn Archer? She does really great fitness. She's here in Richmond, and I was like, not my cup of tea, but okay, yeah, she got really excited about you. And I know that this time of year when everybody's eating, but they're also thinking about their bodies for the summer next year, I said, what better way to get minds motivated now about what they need to do now and keep doing throughout the days? So, Dawn, sort of tell us your story about how you got to Estelle Fitness.
So I started Dawn Estelle Fitness in March of 2013 after I moved home from Atlanta, Georgia. I grew up in Richmond, but I moved down there to try to make more money doing graphic design and a few other creative things that I was doing, but I fell into a really bad depression, and for me, fitness was my outlet. It was my therapy. So I left my job, and I came home, and I started teaching my class. So that's how we got started. We started in a parking lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you went from depression to overcoming through exercise.
Yeah, it was never about losing weight for me. I was always overweight, but it was never about weight loss for me when I started this time around in March of 2013. I was more so looking for something that made me happy and a productive form of therapy. And for me, going outside and getting some sun and exercise was what did it for me. And then incorporating healthy eating into that was just part of it.
That's great. You know, and I can say for myself, as a young woman, I was pretty fit, but I'm not a young, well, I'm still young relatively, but not as young as I was and not as active as I was. And I often think, I say to my husband, I need to go outside and walk. I need to go outside and do something and never quite push myself. But I like what you said about the exercise being a therapy and not so much about focusing on weight loss, but about being in a place that makes you happy. And
yeah.
I guess people don't realize how much exercising really does. I mean, it's not just burning calories, but it metabolizes things in your body that really does cause a chemical change in how we feel.
Of course, yeah. And a lot of people, you know, when they do it for the weight loss and they don't feel changes as fast as they want, they get discouraged, and when you're not looking for results, you're going to continue to create that habit. It's more likely.
Yeah. Wow. That needs to be. You're going to have to patent that. You're going to have to patent that. It's still because I think really, if people change their mindset about weight loss, and it's not about losing the pounds, but it's about adding the smile.
Exactly. Yeah, I always say lose the pain, and you just gain so much. I mean, for myself, it was confidence along with self-esteem. I mean, just so many things came with me losing the weight, and it was a side effect of me living a healthy lifestyle. It wasn't my ultimate goal. I still haven't weighed myself, and it's been almost 3 years I haven't weighed myself. It's not important to me.
Right, because you're toned, so you don't have to weigh yourself. You're toned, and you're happy.
But not every day I'm not toned, you know? I mean, some days I still get bloated and things like that, but it was just never even along the way was it a concern for me to know how much weight I lost.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I was reading your bio, and it says that you traveled across all 50 states. You gave up everything, and you were just like, I want to empower people in all 50 states. And so you set out on that journey. How was that for you?
I did. I sold everything I could, and I put everything in a storage unit, and I took a one-way flight across the country, and I bought a car, and I said I'm going to be in each state a different weekend of the year, And I went from January until December, and I went to all 50 states self-funded. I had some donations along the way, which definitely helped, but I started with around $40,000, and I ended the tour with maybe like $200 in my bank account.
Wow.
So somebody came in every state, and it was really amazing to realize how many people I could reach through Instagram alone. And it was just really humbling. It was a great experience, ups and downs. I went through a really bad breakup, and I was homesick a lot, and but I just kept going. I didn't feel like I had an option to stop. So I just kept going. I'm actually working on a documentary now and a video diary compilation to go along with my experiences while I was on tour.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, I'm listening to you, and for those who are listening tonight and will listen later, it's a powerful testimony for someone to understand purpose. And I believe, Don, that what you do in exercise and you going from, you know, covering every state, including Mexico, it says, in Puerto Rico, to cover
did Alaska, state, Hawaii, everywhere.
Wow. To know that that's a part of the mandate on your life. You were to touch people in every state and to empower them, and through empowering them, you were strengthened to continue on.
I think that's
our motto here, that every day do something to empower yourself, but once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. And I think you are a living testimony to that mandate, that you understand how strengthened you became by doing what made you happy. And
you took
that happiness and you spread it all across the United States. And I think that's absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
I think that's absolutely awesome. I think that's absolutely awesome. So tell me now, so you're working on a documentary, you stated. You're doing videos or anything like that where people can access without being there live with you?
Yeah, so I started making DVDs about 2 years ago. So now I have 4 DVDs that are dance DVDs. And then I have one that's a train DVD. And then I also have live stream available. So people can get my DVDs off my website. They're $5. They're digital downloads, so you can get them immediately and watch them on your computer or hook your computer to your TV and watch it there. Or you can even burn it to a DVD and watch it. Or they can join me for a live stream from anywhere in the world as long as they have Wi-Fi and a computer.
Wow. That would probably be my option so people won't see how bad I do.
Oh, no. We just have a good time. We mess up. I mess up. We just have a good time. It's not really about, like, who can get all the steps, who can jump the highest, and who can move the fastest. It's just about feeling better when you leave than you came in. And as long as that happens, I mean, regardless, you're going to sweat. It's nobody
ever
leaves dry. But as long as you have a good time, that's my only goal, is to get people moving and to keep them moving.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what age range do you have in your classes generally?
I have everywhere from toddlers up to 70 years old.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
From toddlers to 70. So
yeah,
with that
people bring their kids and they know the routines, and yeah, we have a good time.
That's amazing. So this is family oriented. Because you can, if they're that age range, you do men and women and all ages?
Uh-huh. Yes.
So, yeah, bring the whole family and have fun.
Yeah,
with
exactly.
That self-fitness.
Have a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. 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 So what's next besides the DVDs and the documentary? Are you planning to travel again across the states, or are you going abroad? What's your big picture?
Yeah, my goal is to go abroad. I'm in a lease right now at my current studio, and it's really hard for me to leave them, even if it's for 2 days. So right now I'm really focused on them and helping them develop healthy habits so that I will have the opportunity to go abroad and feel comfortable with leaving them to be self-sufficient.
Wow. So where's your studio located?
It's in Richmond, Virginia. Yep, we are at 318 West 19th Street in Richmond, Virginia.
318, you said West 19th?
Uh-huh, West 19th Street. We're behind the Richmond Christian Center. We're in the second warehouse.
Oh, I know where that is. I know where that is. I know where that is. So how often do you have classes?
We have two classes every day except for Friday.
Wow. What time?
On Sunday, we have train class at 4 and sweat class at 5. On Monday, we have a sweat at 6 p.m., and we have lights out sweat at 7 p.m., where we turn on black lights and people wear glow-in-the-dark stuff. On Monday, we have that was Monday. Tuesday, we have a 6 p.m. train, a 7 p.m. sweat. Wednesday, we have a 5 o'clock ab class and then a 5:30 sweat class. Thursday, we have a 6 p.m. train and a 7 p.m. sweat. Friday, there's no class. Saturday morning, we have an 8 a.m. train and a 9 a.m. sweat. And then back on Sunday, a 4 p.m. train and a 5 p.m. sweat.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So you have plenty of opportunities to try different classes and, you know, different times that work best for you.
And see what works best for you. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And self-fitness. I'm listening to you and so much is going through my head. Like, I want to bring a group of women. Like, come on, let's go have fun with Estelle Fitness. And, you know, let's
just go have fun.
And yeah, that's really great. So are your classes affordable, Estelle?
Yeah, my classes are $5, a class for a drop-in. If you choose a membership option, you can do 2 classes for $8. You can do 5 for $20. You can do 10 for $35. Or you can do unlimited for a month for $60. And technically, that one doesn't even have to be used within a month. It can be used for any 30 days.
Wow.
And if you say for 2 classes in 1 day, you only pay one time. You don't pay per class. You pay per day.
Wow.
So you can pay as low as $2 a day and get 2 classes a day.
Awesome. Awesome. So listening audience, I hope you're hearing this. Here's an opportunity. For those who are in the Richmond vicinity area, and for those who are traveling and you're coming to the Richmond area, here's an opportunity for you to go and have fun, for you to sweat, and for you to help this ministry. I have to call what you do ministry, because you're motivating people, you're changing people's lives, you're giving them the motivation they need to live out their dreams, and you don't even realize it.
It's hard to see the larger scale, the larger picture. For me, I just feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to share how I get through things. And
yes.
I feel like that's a huge credit when you're blessed and then you don't share that blessing. So I'm just doing what I feel like I should be doing every day and sharing my story as much as I can.
And it's wonderful, wonderful. I'm excited. I'm excited. Yay. I'm excited. I'm smiling. I've been sort of laying around all day long because I got a bum knee. But I'm sort of excited now to the point that, you know, I can't do a lot, but I'm not gonna push beyond what I can do. But I'm gonna come to Estelle Fitness and I'm gonna have fun.
Right. Yeah. Everybody goes to their own level.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. So, what do you want to tell? What would you tell someone who right now is contemplating taking that step to do what they feel they need to do? That thing that's going to make them happy, that thing that they know they're supposed to do. What would be your words to get them to just take that leap?
I always tell people to let go of things that they can't control in their life and start to control the things you can. So if you're stressing out about things that are completely out of your control, let them go and focus on the things that you have power of. For example, your exercise, your eating, things like that, and then just let God take care of the rest.
Care of the rest. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Because we stress about things that we have no control over. And it ends up consuming people and stressing people out, and stress can kill you. And it's really important to make sure that you keep a healthy mind and a healthy heart and a healthy body.
Yeah, it really is. And a lot of times when you think about the stresses that we have in life, generally, they're because of choices that we made ourselves, not that someone else made for us, and we're having to deal with the consequences that cause us the stress. So, yeah, I'm in agreement with you on that. That if we know that it's something that we're supposed to do, and we feel a yearning and a passion to do that thing, we're both encouraging you now. You know, lay aside every weight. That's what the word tells us. Lay aside every weight and sin that would so easily beset you and run the race. So for some of us, it means that we've got to get up and start moving. You know, get up and start exercising. Get up and motivate yourself. Clear your mind, because exercise helps you clear your mind too. And if you've got good music with it,
yeah,
come on, you'll leave your worries behind and you'll have fun. And I think that's an awesome thing. That's an awesome thing. Estelle, thank you.
Thank you so much
for
having me.
Thank you for coming on and joining us this evening and sharing your story and giving us the information about your sweat box. And I'm going to encourage all my listeners, again, if you're in this area, come on, let's support Estelle Fitness. Let's show her love by showing up at the class, telling other people about it. If you can't go to the class, tell people to check out her website. Download her classes. Do these things. Sew into what she's doing, because she's doing a great work.
Oh,
she's
thank
being
you
blessed,
so much.
But she's there to bless us. So I'm going to support. I'm putting this on my Facebook page and my LinkedIn page and all my other pages to get this out, because I want people to support what you do.
Thank you.
You're certainly
welcome.
Thank you
so much.
All right, all right, all right. Well, listeners, thank you so much for joining us this evening. We've had a wonderful time talking with Don Estelle Archer with Estelle Fitness. We hope that you've heard something today that's going to encourage you to get up and start moving, start being motivated, and start living on purpose. You always know here at the Empowerment Place, we tell you each and every day, do something to empower yourself, and once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else, because you are the key to your own empowerment. We love you so much. We thank you for joining us, and have a good night. Thank you, Dawn.
Good night. Thank you.